When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I like it, Sean. Your choice or a request?
That was a request from everyday listener Billy.
Billy, thank you, Billy. Some parts of this country perhaps under alien drone attack, and so all space-themed rejoins this morning. Shime taking your request. There is some breaking Red Sox news, Curtis.
Yeah, and when you're wrong, you're wrong. I am so sorry for ever doubting the Boston Red Sox. Mark Feinsand, lead national baseball reporter at MLB.com. He's reporting that the Red Sox, quote, appear hesitant, unquote, to spend what it takes to land Corbin Burns.
Uh-oh.
According to Mark Feinsand, he floats a reunion with, wait for it, Courtney will be happy, Nick Pivetta.
No way. Who's this Mark Feinstein?
Feinsand.
Yep.
The lead writer for MLB.com.
I just told you in the beginning of that comment.
All right.
He's doing jumping jacks to try to defend the Red Sox.
Curtis is right. He's you with Mac Jones.
All right.
It's one bag of merch, and the dude will turn into an acrobat.
He's the lead writer for MLB.
Yeah.
Just where like the reports were for The Athletic yesterday. So, I mean, everybody's got their sources out there. Okay. I'll buy it.
What in the world?
What's Heyman saying?
I don't know. I'm just telling you their story. Right. It's being reposted by all the baseball people in Boston.
I'll rock with Mark Feinsand.
Well, I'll tell you what. They are very close to alienating, pun intended, the majority of their fan base, whoever was left.
Yep.
They're very close to pissing everybody off.
They're really close.
Like, you have been... Can I say piss poor? I just did.
Yeah.
You've been piss poor for the majority of the, for a large part of the last decade. And you're not willing to spend the money to get the guys in here to turn it around, which you told Alex Cora you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to, are we getting to Alex? I know we're getting to Breslow. Are we getting to Alex Cora during They Said It Too or no?
Yeah, we can mix in some Alex Cora for sure.
Yeah. I would just say as a public service announcement, like, I'm right almost all the time. So if you just listen and don't fight it, you'll be a lot happier.
John! Hey, Raffy!
Hey, anybody!
All right. Some leads remain this morning. Courtney is back from jury duty just for today. Won't tell us anything at all about the case or the experience or how long she's going to be there. She's keeping it all a secret, which I guess is what you're required to do. But we're glad to have you back for today.
Thank you. And your
lead this morning.
Luigi Mangione is the name on everybody's lips right now. I believe it's the most Googled name at the moment. And we've already talked about it a little bit this morning. But what's been concerning to me is the public's response to an arrest. Whether it's people that are, and I understand innocent until proven guilty, and if people are coming out saying, I know this kid, it can't be him. You know, I understand people speaking out in that way. But what I've seen on social media, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the amount of people that are supporting this suspect, in supporting him doing the action in assassinating Brian Thompson, is shocking to me. Not to mention the female response And the female response, it is Ted Bundy all over again.
They're horned up.
People are
for the guy.
I mean, you're seeing people saying, reminder, incarcerated people can still get married. I will be writing him. And they're being serious. Like, this is the hottest man I've ever seen, and
what?
He's smart, and he planned this entire thing. It's really messed up, I think, the way in which we're glamorizing a potential assassination and the way in which we're romanticizing a potential villain.
Ladies love the bad boy.
But this is on a whole nother level. It's crazy to me seeing some of these videos that are coming out about him, especially the bit of an outbreak that he had going into the court. We're going to get to that in the news. But almost every response under some of these videos is positive, saying, you know, I support Luigi. Free Luigi. Luigi's so hot, I want to marry him. He's the hottest man I've ever seen. He's so smart.
It's Luigi time.
I don't know if it's just the state that
it's
we live
sick.
In
it's
right
weird.
Now.
But women are attracted sometimes to death row people and
bad
stuff.
Boy. They love the
you,
bad boy.
You had a run in with Pen Pal, if I remember correctly.
Right? Pen Pal was very kind to me.
Yeah.
But I've never... I can understand falling in love with somebody who ends up in jail or falling in love with somebody who is in jail. These are people that don't know him at all and are just basing it off of the fact that of what he looks like and the fact that they think that what he's done is just so unbelievably smart.
We have a city councilor in the city of Boston who is married to a convicted murderer who is in jail.
Well,
really?
Yeah, that woman is in a little bit of trouble herself.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Johnny Bach got married and divorced twice while he was in jail.
I love Charlie Manson. But don't you think it's a bit different when people just immediately are drawn to a man?
No.
It's been shocking to me, the response.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, my lead, and I'll make it quick. I'm giving the Sox till Sunday because they still...
I thought it was Monday.
Sunday.
We'll give them till Sunday night at
11:59 p.m.
Okay.
Because they still have the opportunity to sign. You know, there's still three of the top free agents are still available.
And a quick note, Mark Feinstein last night noted that the Red Sox were going to go to Nathan Eovaldi, and then 2 hours later, Eovaldi signed with the Rangers, so he went off the board.
So we'll keep an eye on Feinstein and what he has to say. They still got the Japanese kid, Sasaki. Obviously, we talked about Burns and Bregman, and then possibility for trading for the kid, Garrett Crochet.
They're running out of options.
They are running out of options quickly.
It's last call.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to end up with, two at 10 or however, however the expression goes.
So if they end up with a 2 at 10 p.m. or, you know.
Instead of a 10 at 2.
Yes, I think then that's where really, really going to be like the fans that give them a little leeway are all going to be like, yeah, this is it. We'll see you.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
All right, Wiggy. So you're giving him more time.
I give him till Sunday night at 11:59 p.m.
Right. Well, I'm done. We've talked a lot about the future of Gerard Mayo on this show, and it seems like Wiggy and Ty Law and Rob Ninkovich and perhaps others, I don't know where currently, Curtis, Scheim, Courtney stand, but there are many who think that Gerard Mayo deserves another chance because of the roster or because he was replacing the greatest to ever do it. Greg Bedard reported this week that Gerard Mayo is coaching for his job over the final four games. And sources in the building, source says, told Bedard that Robert Kraft would not hesitate to fire his hand-picked successor to Bill Belichick if the Patriots owner felt like he had made the wrong choice.
Ugh.
Curtis alluded to this earlier, but it seems like, and this is Greg Bedard's reporting as well, that those who came in and interviewed for either OC position with Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf and Robin Glazer left feeling that the discussions were, quote, light on football. Maybe more on the weather and the traffic and some of the fine establishments that one can go to on Route 1 or whatever,
right. Curtis. Will you be nice to the sponsors?
Yeah. So, Robert Kraft, if we take him at his word that he identified Gerard Mayo as the next head coach for this organization 5 years ago, I think did it because he felt like Gerard Mayo was the exact opposite of Bill Belichick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kraft told you that he made a mistake by giving Bill all the control that he gave Bill. So he was, I believe, looking for somebody who would not want all the control and somebody that Curtis alluded to earlier, somebody that would do the things that Bill wouldn't, that he and Jonathan hated in that organization. It wanted somebody who would be open and transparent with the media.
Mm.
Somebody who would meet with their sponsors and would do all the things that Bill didn't do because Bill was focused on football. I don't believe that Gerard Mayo is the guy.
Mm.
No disrespect to him.
No, no,
I think he's very nice. He's great on this program. I really like him as a person. But if you go down the road for another season trying to find out if he is the guy,
mm-hmm.
then I think you risk the development of the most important asset that you have, and that is Drake May.
Right.
And so it alarms me if others are interviewing for a job
mm-hmm.
with a pro football organization and the discussion that you're having with them is light on football.
Mm-hmm.
You look at every single, I don't care what stat you want to pick. This team, with essentially the same roster, that the awful roster that you say Bill left them,
uh-huh.
is worse in every single statistical category.
Yep.
Every single one. And they have had, up until this point, the easiest schedule in the entire NFL. So, you got to get...
And the side of the ball that he should be most successful with has had the most precipitous fall. Which is defense.
And he doesn't seem to, if you're pissed off and you're Gerard Mayo, take over the play calling. Can you take over the defensive play calling? I don't know.
There's no way Bill does it because what it does.
Bill, what do you mean, Bill?
I mean, Robert does it. Excuse me. What it does, it then makes you look like a joke in the NFL.
Then why are people saying that Robert would do it?
But I'm not saying that he wouldn't do it, but then what happens is the next guy who he potentially could be sitting down with to be the next head coach, do you think that guy is going to trust Robert when Robert says, hey, we want you, and you just fired a guy you drafted, a guy that was one of the better players for your organization, a guy that was on your coaching staff for a while?
And we don't want to be a revolving door.
No guy's going to – I would not have confidence to go in and do an interview and be like, oh, I can believe Robert Kraft after he fired Gerard Mayo after 1 year.
You are going to
– That's a great point, actually.
You are risking letting somebody like Ben Johnson walk away.
Ben Johnson ain't coming here.
And not be available. Why
not? If I'm Ben Johnson, because I don't trust Robert Kraft.
Write him a giant check.
Right,
these guys don't care.
But he's not going to do that.
You think they trust any other owner in the NFL?
No, but when you
– No, but Wiggy's right. It's sort of the way the Red Sox were viewed after they fired Heim Bloom, and they had to go through 10 guys before they landed on Breslow because the Red Sox hired Heim Bloom to have him rebuild and trade Mookie. He did that. They now have one of the best farm systems in baseball, and they fired him.
Why would I believe an owner?
What has he done to show you that he has the potential to be
We're not talking about Gerard Mayo. But I'm saying the reason why I don't think Robert does it because the next guy, if I'm Ben Johnson, why would I trust Robert Kraft that if I struggle my first year, he's not going to fire me?
So you're going to stick with a guy who you know is not the right guy because you're worried about somebody not taking the job or what somebody's going to think
about
you?
For at least one more year.
That's not for another year?
Yeah, for at least one more year.
Why not another year after that?
No, because
AB can't get his feet under him for 2 years.
But wouldn't you like to see what Gerard Mayo did with a more talented team? Like, it all goes back to Elliott Wolf.
No, because I've seen what he did with the exact same team that Bill Belichick had, and it is way worse than Bill Belichick had.
But if Ben Johnson's here, and I said this before, Vrabel, with this roster, everybody's bad. So you're having the same conversation that, hey, fire a guy after 1 year, and if Ben Johnson is the next guy, and let's say...
Would Mike Vrabel have started Drake May week one?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I would hope so.
So that's mistake number one.
Yes, that was the biggest mistake I give him.
Okay.
So but is that him or Elliot
Wolf?
Here
we go again. You're always making excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses. I'm asking the question.
Get rid of both of them then. If that's the way you want to do it, get rid of both of them. But you always say, oh, we got to wait until he gets a better roster.
Right.
Like, we have seen what he did with Drake May, and you tell me all the time he made a massive mistake.
Yes. He made a massive mistake.
Okay.
If he doesn't learn, he learned from that mistake. It took him 6 weeks to figure it out. But now it's like in the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off season, if he doesn't get the players, then you're going to have the conversation, was Gerard Mayo really given a legitimate chance? So if Ben Johnson's coming in here, if Ben Johnson goes, wait a second, yeah, I have Drake May, but if I don't have talent around him, I'm struggling.
What can I do with this?
Yeah, and guess what? If you're willing to fire Mayo after 1 year,
right?
You're willing to fire me after 1 year. That's not a good look for Rod. Now you become... You become the Carolina Panthers.
Exactly.
And who their owner is.
Yeah. And I would say that the bigger reason why the Patriots, if we're to blame one thing, it's the inability of Kraft to spend in the offseason. That would be the number one reason they are where they are. That is far ahead of the head coach.
Okay, but that's not going to change. So,
Or else they'll suck.
Well, right. But you say it all the time with John Henry. Like, everybody looking at it from the outside can say, geez, they need to spend the money. Like, Robert Kraft has been this way for 20 years.
But they have to spend this offseason, not because it's the right thing to do, because it will make them compliant with the CBA. They have to spend a certain amount of money.
Elliot Wolf spent $4 million on a guy that he just mutually agreed to part ways with.
Right.
But even in the John Henry case, that you bring up, a lot of people don't criticize or blame Alex Cora. They blame John Henry and the front office for not putting pieces on that baseball
team.
Alex
Cora has won a World Series and has been coaching for for a decade.
But
it's a completely different situation.
No, it's not. If Gerard
May, yell as loud as you want it's the exact same. It's a completely different situation.
So let me ask a simple question.
Yeah.
Do you think Gerard Mayo struggles because he doesn't have talented players, or he's just not a good enough coach?
I don't think he's a good enough coach.
Okay.
I don't think he has been able to. He told you he's been unable to change the culture in a year.
Okay.
And that's what he was brought in for.
Okay, so you don't believe that you believe the roster has enough talent that if you got a good coach.
I think it has enough talent by the way, the roster has a giant influx of additional talent in the quarterback.
Okay.
So I think it has enough talent with an easier schedule than Bill had to have more wins than they had last season. I do.
Okay. So Bill wasn't able to do it because you blame the scheduling. So it was more the difficult schedule that they faced
last year. I don't think that Jerod Mayo is the guy who should be the head coach of this football team.
And you believe it's not the talent. He has enough talent to have a winning football team in your mind.
He has enough talent to, with the addition of Drake May, getting Gonzalez back, who he didn't have all season last year, to have a better record than Bill did. Yes, okay. With an easier schedule. Yes. Right. Yes.
It does worry me because Bedard had the report after the London game that maybe they were second-guessing things back in the summer. So these reports that Bedard keeps running with when it comes to Jerod Mayo is coming from someone.
All right. Well, anyway, those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up after Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins fell to the Jets 8-1. Winnipeg came alive in the third period last night with 5 goals. Pasta had the only goal for the Bees in the second, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal with 27 saves in the loss. They're now on the road. They have the Kraken in Seattle tomorrow, the same day the Celtics have the Pistons at home. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's 47 degrees and cloudy. Afternoon high, 62.